بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, just this morning in my Arabic class, my teacher Sheikh Abdullah Al-Talaj حافظه الله, he informed me about the passing away of one of the I have to say one of the greatest teachers of the Quran, and he is from Nigeria. I am trying to find where in Nigeria, wallahu alam, but I think it's probably from Kano. His name is Sheikh Shu'aib Saeed Uthman rahimahullah ta'ala. He passed away I think yesterday or the day before yesterday or something like that, so it's just now. He was, as far as I could make out from the audio that he sent me, the Sheikh Abdullah Al-Thallaj, I think he was 75 years old or 80 years old, and he used to write the Quran, the Mus'haf, by hand. Now the video, I will inshallah send the video along with this Fajr Reminder, take a look at it. He wrote traditionally jo hum Urdu mein bolte hain baru ka qalam aur dawat, with a bamboo nibbed pen. It's really a bamboo stick which is sharpened and dipped in ink and written with that beautiful calligraphic script, written by hand, the Mus'haf, the Quran. The person who was taking the interview was somebody who runs a big tafsir institute in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, and he's involved in the work of Dawah. So you asked him, how long does it take you to finish one Mus'haf, one Quran in writing? And so he says to him, now it takes me about 70 days. But he said, in my youth, I used to write one Mus'haf, one Quran every month. Right? I mean, imagine the kind of work. He asked him, he said, how many have you written in your whole life from the time you started? And he's been writing these Quran by hand for over 40 years. So he said, I have written many, but I can say that I am with definitely, I mean absolutely definitely, I can say that I have written 70. So 70 Quran, 70 Mus'haf written by hand by this wonderful person who inshallah is among the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, the interviewer asks him, what else do you do? He says, I also teach Quran. I help students to memorize the Quran. So he is also a teacher of Hifz al-Quran. The man asked him, how many Huffaz have qualified under you in your under your supervision? He said 1,000. Imagine this man, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stations in Jannah, when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on his scales will be 1,000 huffaz of the Quran, and will be all the copies of the Quran that this man himself wrote by hand. Ajib, the work of people. Now in the conversation, obviously the person interviewing is younger, this man is older, he's a scholar, he's a writer and teacher of the Quran, so he's very deserving of respect and of respectful address. So the interviewer, he addresses him as Sheikh Shu'aib. He says, please don't call me Sheikh, I'm not a Sheikh. He says, I'm not fit to be called a sheikh. So, I mean, if you see the tawadu, you see the humility of the people who are really scholars, true scholars, not people who pretend to be scholars. SubhanAllah, Ajib. The interviewer shows us in the video the house of this man. SubhanAllah, it is two rooms. That's it. Ghurfatani. Just two rooms. And mud walls unplastered. And the roof, there's no ceiling. You look up, you can see the roof, and the roof is galvanized iron tin sheds, tin sheets. So galvanized iron sheets. Obviously, he sits on a chair to write, but other than that, like in our Eastern cultures, we sleep on the floor, we eat off the floor. I mean, we eat off the sofra, which is spread on the floor, and so on. Humility, absolutely. If you look at the akhlaq, his way of speaking, and such humbleness, which reminds me, may Allah bless our Nigerian Muslims, the Nigerian scholars. I mean, I've traveled all over the world, and alhamdulillah, Allah has taken me to different places, and I've taught the LEC and Seerah is the Answer, these two courses based on my two Seerah books in many countries. But I can say with no exaggeration, that by far the kind of humility, humbleness, the kind of dedication, the kind of concentration, the kind of discipline, the kind of focus on learning that I found in Nigeria, I have not found anywhere else in the world. SubhanAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Nigerian brothers and sisters and give us that tawfiq. It's not to say that everyone else was dancing in the class, they weren't. But I'm saying that totally as a group, if I say the courses that I've taught. And also, the amazing thing is when I'm talking about this writing the Quran by hand, I did a course on education in Kaduna. In a beautiful school that is the head of that school is a very dear sister of ours. I'm not mentioning her name specifically because I don't think she would like her name to be mentioned. But in this school, this course on teaching, when I was going to do the course, she asked me some of our local scholars, as well as people who run and study in our Quranic schools, some of them would like to attend the course. We talked about the course and they want to come to the course. So I said, SubhanAllah, everybody is welcome, but I mean, I don't consider myself fit to teach scholars. So please tell them that. I mean, I'm not going to. So they came, and two things. One was the humility, the humbleness of these people. I mean, in terms of scholarship, in terms of qualification, in terms of what they knew, I mean, I wasn't even like a baby in front of them. But because I was the teacher in the class, the way they behaved, the way they treated, I mean, SubhanAllah, that class was really a class of tarbiyah for me. I don't know what they got out of it, but as far as I'm concerned, SubhanAllah, it was a tarbiyah class for me. As I'm teaching that class, I'm telling myself that Allah, I'm thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me these teachers to teach me the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah bless all of them. Second thing I found there was that there were, I think if I'm not mistaken, one or two of them who told me that it is part of their curriculum, it is part of their teaching methodology, both in the school and they said also in our families and our culture. That when a student makes hifz of the Quran, when a student is going to memorize Quran, he writes the entire Quran by hand while he is memorizing. I think it's a absolutely beautiful practice to introduce, and I'm saying this to everybody who listens to this, please introduce this into your hifz courses, right? Instead of just learning by rote and repetition, their practice is that they write a mushaf, and that mushaf is their personal mushaf for the rest of their life. Now imagine also the beauty of reading the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah granted you the honor of writing with your own hand. So obviously it is a huge aid in memorization, because if you are physically writing something, memorizing it becomes much easier. So these are the people who are writing the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are memorizing the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simultaneously, and the writing is an aid to their memorization. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah al-Bihamdi. Make dua for Sheikh Shuaib Saeed Uthman. Rahimahullah ta'ala, make dua for his family and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to be in the company of such people and in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.